Pickaxe.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Kelek Ad-Kalar, the bard slash cleric.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a guardian paladin.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro, and I am a high elf sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a wild elf barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Thanks to our regular sponsor D&D Beyond, the official Dungeons & Dragons toolset. Create your free account and speed up your campaigns today. We're also sponsored by NordVPN. Use the code HRDND to get 75% off a 3-year plan, securing your online presence and masking your digital footstep. Also, break barricades by bypassing country blockers. You can check them out with the links in the episode description. Anyway, on to the episode. Something has appeared in front of the party and it's ticking.
Welcome back to Erois, everybody. The party have travelled to the sky city of Gusthaven, a huge floating island with a city that has developed to survive above the clouds with magic. Here they have successfully resurrected their friend and chosen of the god Hesper, Kwilek Ad-Kalar. However, they have also discovered the fate of Lucius Elenasto's family and began to unravel what could be a dark conspiracy. Lucius escorted the party to find a surviving member of his household, his old nanny, a half-elven woman called Norfear. Locating Norfear's house, they found her inside, armed to the teeth and ready to kill. Norfear's past as an assassin was revealed, and she detailed what she knew of the Elenasto tragedy, believing it to be the work of sky pirates called the Wind Barons. The party went to procure Lucius new clothes, and also to find a magical, big magical store called the Aethagora. There, they met with Azariah Yorian Perel, a young elven noble who runs it. They purchased various new magical devices in exchange for a potion of longevity that they sold. Meanwhile, Lucius cut and dyed his hair in a hope to try and avoid attention. And as the party began to plan their next steps, a small metal sphere teleported, warped through space and time into the room, and began ticking.
Yep.
So,
glitter ball.
Let's roll initiative.
Okay.
Roll.
All right, straight away.
First is a little ball.
Well, Tom, can I double check that you've equipped your armor before we get into this?
Equipped my armor.
Yeah,
so I've now got.
You can't get an 20 on it.
Breastplate?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have one.
Boy.
16 AC, that's pretty good.
Come on, do it again.
13.
Make it happen!
Shit. Did not happen.
Have we all got bad rolls?
Rhiannon has. I got fine. My roll fine.
I didn't. Mine's bad. I'm going to blow up.
Can we roll one for Katie?
Let's meet initiative.
Tom's got the character sheet. Can you roll one for Ayla as well? But we'll do that in a second.
Oh my god. She got a natural 20.
That's pretty good.
I'm
really?
Rolling natural 20s for Katie right now.
Damn.
And then that's the thing. Can you roll one for Smeek as well, please?
No.
No, I cannot.
You got incredible. 18.
18. That's plus 3.
Whatever, plus 3, yeah.
21. And then I will roll for Norfear as well. Oh, Norfear did not do as well. Okay, so Ayla. Total?
24.
24. Quill?
6.
Nova?
16.
Lucius.
20.
Sentry.
4.
Oh, dear. Well, Ayla will be the first to react. Rather than having me go, because obviously I know things about the scenario, can you decide what Ayla will do, please, Tom Hazel?
Okay.
Because, like, my decisions I'd really have to try and think what she would do without the knowledge I have.
I don't know, because I feel like I'm going to kill her.
Punt out the window.
I mean, who does anybody...
She grabs the ball and eats it. I have no idea what she would do.
Make it neutral, basic.
I feel like she'd start ushering people out of the room or like pushing, trying to grab people and pull them out of the way.
Okay, yeah, like, well, that's what she does then.
So I guess is there a check involved with that?
No, who does she want to try and grab?
Probably Lucius, because he's like most in the room at the moment.
Okay. So yeah, she will Ayla grabs Lucius by like, you know, the collar and cuff, and will try and drag him and basically run out. So for the, if we can grab the battle map cam. So Norfir's apartment I have built. Yes. This is a separate scale to the rest of Gusthaven, which I've also built out just in case fighting spills out onto the streets. Hmm. Not that there would be, because it's just a little ticking sphere.
Ominous.
We've got a bunch of rooms back here. Ayla is down here. Where does she want to go? There is a door behind Ayla that seems to lead into a side room that you never went
to. Okay.
We're so at the top of a huge...
You are at the fourth floor of a apartment tower.
Oh my God.
So it's not just a simple step out.
No. It was probably be... I mean, how tall is a, you know, like a flat roof? It's like, what, 10 feet?
Yeah.
So four floors. So you're talking about 40, 50 feet drop.
Okay, and at the moment we are all just surrounding this.
This thing is in the middle of the group. Like, it has been purposely teleported in directly into the middle of the group. And you can see it's almost twisting and unraveling, and it's nearly finished.
I think like, Ayla would probably throw Smeek at the ball, and we'd all run away, right?
Oh, I have two people.
You wasted such...
I mean, no, I'm going to control Smeek.
I have two people with which to sabotage Smeek now. You've given me so much power. I think Ayla is, instead of pulling into that side room and like trapping themselves in a top floor apartment, is just going to try and drag Lucius out
back
to the main like entrance to this, okay, this apartment.
So you guys are currently in Norfir's main sort of like living room. It's got like a small table, there's a desk, a couple of chairs. There is a window that looks out onto the Gusthaven streets. The rest of the room that you can see behind you, there was a balcony with like a set of window doors that looks down onto the street, a kind of kitchen area with like a little store cupboard, and then this is the stairwell that you guys came up from. So you can imagine that. I'm not sure if we've got a top down.
Yeah, that's okay.
But
Theatre of the Mind.
Theatre of the Mind.
Yeah, okay, so how far would she be able to drag?
I think she's got a speed of 45 or 40.
Yeah.
So if you're dragging another creature, it's about half speed.
Okay, so half 45 is 20?
20, yeah.
10, 15, 20. So there, and I guess Lucius with her.
Yep, okay. Unless Lucius is resisting.
I am not. I am a little reluctant because
but
of
you're just like
Nanny.
Yanked,
I'm just like one hand out.
You're like one hand out, but you know, Ayla, she's like, come on, they're after you or something, and then she grabs you and starts running back.
But more Scott.
So that'll be movement. She can do a dash.
Could she dash while dragging?
Yeah, it just halves your movement, like carrying. She can get up to the door, and then you'd be basically at the door.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Unless it's a bonus action to open the door.
She could open it, but I don't think you'd be able to, like, step through it fully.
Okay.
So we'll just...
Door open, Lucius dragged. Perfect turn. Wow,
perfect turn.
Ayla, what a great turn. Oh, thanks, Tom, that's a great one.
Smeek, on his turn, Smeek the goblin. Well, you see him, he's looking at the ball, but then as Ayla runs around the corner, he just turns and chases after Ayla. Like, he's going to chase after Lightning.
Rogue, yeah, you know?
He's not going to look at the little ball.
No, he would. He's interested. He looks at it like, like, and Nova, you would hear it as, what is that? And then he's just like, where are you going? And then he chases after Ayla. And he's like, little arms waving in the air.
Okay.
Lucius. So you are dragged by Ayla. She's currently carrying you.
I'd let it happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to just pull back a little bit to look around the corner and make sure everyone else is... And whatever way, if there's anyone struggling...
You begin peering around, yep.
Yeah, so if anyone else is struggling to get around this corner, can I aid?
Yeah,
my
so like you'll like grab them and pull them through. Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. Nova, in fact, actually. There's a lot of people going.
How empty are the streets outside?
Do you want to look?
No, not enough time.
You right now, the window is like across the other side of the room from you.
Can I punt it?
I was thinking about.
Yeah.
No.
I was thinking about something, but
I think it might be a bit.
The ball is, you know, it's not huge. It's like a grapefruit. You could probably pick it up and throw it, or you could.
I was more thinking about thunder stepping away with it, but I can't help but think I shouldn't be next to it when it goes off. So
yeah, you don't know what it's going to do. Right now, it's just like a metal sphere. You can see it's inlaid. Lucius, you'd probably recognize that it has aetherium, kind of like very small, fine amounts of it traced through the metal, and it's just.
Getting faster.
Yeah, it whatever it is, it's about to pop open.
Aww. Is Norfear within 10 foot of me?
5'10", yes, she is.
Dropkick Norfear out the window.
Perfect.
Sparta!
I was wondering about thunderstepping Quill and Sentry away, but Norfear will get hit by the thunder damage.
Mm-hmm. So would Echo.
You could do a hold.
Who is currently hovering behind you and Quill. Sentry's not air.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Sentry's still alive. You can bring another one. And I don't want to fuck up. Ah, I don't know what to do.
Sounds to me like Nova is plagued by indecision and delays her turn.
Or I'm going to cast gaseous form.
Okay.
And turn into a gas.
Okay. Yeah. So you turn into a gas.
And
what's your movement speed as a gas?
10 feet.
Well, yeah. Okay. So I don't have a gas. I would have got one if I knew you were going to do this. Where would you like to go as a gas?
Can I just eke away?
You can go 10 feet.
Yeah, 10 feet away.
5, 10. Yeah. You're like.
Yeah.
5, 10.
Are you a stinky gas?
You'd be very cloudish. Cloudish. Like a big cloud.
Yeah.
A big fluffy cloud.
Cloudish.
Like you steam. See my hair? I'd be like
cloudish.
A bigger version of my hair.
So more steam than.
I like to think, yeah, it would just like my hair would just almost
so,
like just.
Who have we got left? Quill?
Envelop me.
You're at
Wait,
six.
Wait, no, that's weird.
Quill's at six.
Well, my initiative,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Sentry's 4. That's that. Yeah. So, Norfear, you can see her like, get it out of. And she's reaching for it as the ball.
Oh,
and you see a tiny orange bead that you've seen before.
Oh, no!
Oh, my
fireball.
God, I'm not out of the room!
So, I believe
why
this is
why are you killing everybody, bro?
20-foot radius.
And it's just the two resi ones as well.
So
20-foot radius.
I should have thunderstepped. I should have thunderstepped!
5, 10, 15, 20. Lucius, you are going to make a saving throw as well, but you're going to have advantage because you've got cover. Ayla and Smeek are actually out of the way. Nova, you're technically also going to make a saving throw, but I believe you have resistance.
I'm resistant to
but what are you resistant to?
Non-magical.
This is a fireball, sorry.
Hiss.
So everybody is going to make the saving throw except Ayla and Smeek.
What saving throw?
Dexterity saving throw.
I have advantage on that. Whoa, when it counts!
That's
when.
Ooh, that's good. Okay, I'm happy with that.
Do I have advantage, you say?
You have a flat bonus, actually. Because you'd have half cover. So, plus two. Well, so you get an extra plus two to the same throw.
Good.
Plus two from...
Half cover.
I'm a full bookcase.
Well, he was leaning out, so he's like the back blast. The window
would it envelop the corner as well?
Smashes, yeah, it does.
I love the word envelop today. Am I enveloped by flames? Is everyone around me enveloped by my exploded body?
Well, what did you get on your saving throws?
I got 22.
22.
22.
22. Ooh.
9.
9.
22. I think.
22.
Holy crap! Really.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
I think it's 24 because I've got an extra plus 2 for Aura of Protection.
Well, that's a point, actually. So your Aura of Protection extends to everybody else within 10 feet of you, right?
Yes.
So 11.
No, okay. Lucius, you're not within 10 feet.
Shit.
Sentry was about here. So Norfear, Quill, and Echo would all gain. You need to make a saving throw for Echo as well, please.
Yep.
Another nat 20. Here we go.
Oh, it's a 6.
Including your bonus?
It'll be an 8 including bonus,
no point. He's dead.
Yeah, he's vaporized.
Okay,
he's vapor.
So, I think the only person who failed was Lucius
and Echo.
Aww. So and Lucius and Echo both take 21 points of fire damage.
He's gone.
Echo explodes. You can have that.
Thank you.
Everybody else would take 10 fire damage.
Okay. Okay, not
as including, unfortunately, gaseous Nova. Can you make a concentration check for gaseous form? Constitution saving throw.
For your gaseous
if it is
form
concentration
ignites.
Spell, I don't know if it is.
It's a constitute, okay.
Yeah, constitution saving throw.
22.
Yeah, easily enough, yeah, it was only DC 10. So you maintain your cloud-like form, but the explosion kind of threatens to rip you apart, and you can't really move and dodge out of the way. Lucius, you're kind of blown back against the far kind of point of the room as you hear this thud.
Oh, I just take 1d4 of psychic damage for Echo going.
Thank you. Well remembered, I'll roll it.
1d4, okay.
I'll roll it.
Okay.
Three.
Three.
One less than what you rolled.
Yeah.
Perfect. What a generous DM.
Nice.
Well, it's just that I should roll it. Technically, that and Norfi's turn happened at the same time, so as she's reaching, it kind of...
Oh, shit.
And then she kind of staggers. But in fact, actually, I think she has evasion. I don't think she takes any damage.
Well, that's good.
So you watch as it explodes, Norfis sees it. She probably grabs the table to the side of her, throws it in front of her, and is kind of blown up against like the side of the room.
Oh, nice.
But avoids any damage.
She goes into a fridge and is immune to nuclear explosions.
Nuclear explosions.
And gophers.
But also can't leave.
Yeah.
Quill and Sentry, you guys are both blasted, you know, fire scorches, but you manage to kind of protect yourselves or dive out of the way, finding what cover you can in this enclosed space.
Okay.
After that, Quill, Ek, and Kalar. In fact, actually, no. A held action takes place.
Here we go.
You hear... So Ayla, Lucius, and Smeek hear a popping sound, as if air and space is warped again, similar to the way that the orb was. And... Vroom, vroom, two individuals appear. Nova, your cloud-like form, sees the same thing happen on the balcony. Two figures kind of appear to the sides.
Oh my god, so one at the main door where Ayla and Smeek and Lucius are.
These figures have masks tied around their nose and mouth. They have bandanas. They are wearing black leathers. They wield scimitars, hand crossbows. Oh, sorry, daggers, sorry. And they look like trained
bastards.
Warriors. Trained bastards, definitely, for sure.
Okay. Right.
That is just all that happens, though. They just appear. Mm-hmm. That was a held action that they were sent here on that held action. So, Quill.
Do I hear that?
You definitely kind of... You hear the warping of space, and then as you turn around past Nova's semi-opaque, gaseous cloud form, you can see two figures kind of look kind of crouched and hunched on the balcony, and they begin pulling out wickedly curved blades.
Curved blades?
Wicked.
I... Oh, Shield of Faith is a concentration. Okay, could I...
Let me check my long list of spells.
Well, I've got a massive list of spells now, especially with this Bandore.
Yeah.
I want to stand in the centre of the room, and I can't see any ranged weapons on them, did you say? They've just got...
No ranged weapons that you can see, no.
I will cast Spirit Guardians.
Okay.
So 15 feet...
Good spell.
...within me.
Yep.
People can't get in.
So 15 foot around you, yeah? So yeah. 15 foot radius, does it say?
15 foot radius. 15,
yeah. It is just on the out, like, it ends here.
Well, it's a concentration, so I want to keep it going and, like, yeah, stop people from coming in rather than out.
And what does it look like?
The spell here says that if you are... good, then they're angelic like creatures, but I guess in my case it's just like a almost like a tornado
celestial
of
birds.
Or like just a tornado of just like gusts and feathers and wind and things
like
that.
It's probably almost like a tornado of light, but occasionally you see bird-like forms kind of darting in and out of them.
Like Revali's Gale.
Revali's Gale is ready.
Yeah.
Perfect. So that's your turn.
That's my action.
Action, you use like 10 feet of movement, but it doesn't sound like...
I don't have any bonus actions, really. Oh, could I dodge or anything like that? That's not bonus, is
it? No, that's a full action to take that.
Sure. I will not do anything then, because I don't have the barrier ring anymore.
Okay. So does? After Quill, Sentry.
I would like to move up between Quill and Nova.
Okay.
And so then five, Cloud 10, Nova.
15, 20.
And then cast Thunderous Smite on my axe, please.
Okay, bonus action Thunderous Smite. Yep. Awesome. So the axe begins humming with a thunderous energy, probably pulling some of the vortex energy from around Quill.
Oh,
binds into the axe.
That's cool as fuck.
And then we are back up to the top with Ayla. Ayla, well, this I know what she'll do here.
Whack.
She will turn, rage,
and
she will charge in.
Oh, she's leaving.
Is that our first round?
That was the first round.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, cool. That was the first round.
Cool.
So she charges, standing in the door with the hammer.
Would she leave the aura of my thing?
Yeah.
She cares not.
Yeah, she rages. She cares. It makes sense.
What's her attack bonus? In fact, let me just swing this around. Yeah. I'll just check it.
Oh, boy.
So she will do a whacking on each one. As it's, I will not reckless, as I don't think Katie would. First one is a 23, which is a hit. Second one is a 12, which is a miss. So the first hammer blow comes swinging down with a wide arc. D10. So that is 1 plus 5 plus her rage damage is 2. So that's 8 points of damage. And then make a saving throw. So many things to do. He fails for 6 points of lightning damage.
Nice.
That's the most Kate's ever done with that little lightning one. So she kind of comes in, swings the hammer once. It connects with the first one, who kind of braces to try and, you know, buckle against the strike. But the second one, she swings wide. The guy dodges back, and then this kind of burst of lightning erupts out from her. I got two more out here, she calls out. After Ayla, it is...
Speak of them.
Normally would be.
The boys.
Quill, what's your AC?
16.
Okay.
But why?
You die.
But why?
But why?
Technically would have advantage.
A bomb appears in me.
It's in your
teleports
eye.
Inside.
Your eye is now a bomb.
Could that happen?
You hear a sound that you're somewhat familiar with, the crack of a Thunderstone weapon.
Oh.
From outside the window, you hear this.
Oh, boy.
As you are, a bullet just passes through you. You're gonna
take... Oh, my God.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So that's going to be 18.
Oh, jeez.
21. Oh, Christ, the amount of damage. 21. 33.
What?
It's going to be 35 points of damage.
Oh, Mark, I'm downed.
You just hear this explosion from outside the window, this crack of a rifle, and then you just see blood sprayed out of Quill's body.
Oh, my spirit guardians! I was so happy to have used that spell! Hang on a sec.
Would the spirit guardians have...
Injury table?
Stop
injury
that. Table.
Spirit guardians, anything that comes within range, it hits them. Yeah.
Mark, if I fail this injury check, I swear to God I'm leaving. 6 constitution save.
Yeah, that's a fail.
Oh, but you're Mark!
Bloody 20!
2.
I need my sheet.
I need my sheet.
Someone's lost a leg.
What if it's your eye again?
You know what? I think it could be.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
Mark, I just came back and I just got an eye.
Sorry, you're the only one that was in line of sight. Why do you think I was looking at the map?
Yeah. I got shot.
It's almost like, you know... I found it very funny when Kim was like, "Oh, can I have? What is it like outside?" I was like, "You can go look."
Can it hit my storm eye and it just gets absorbed into like the ether?
Maybe
it's sent into the future.
Yeah. It will hit me like in 2 weeks.
Oh man, this is bad.
Oh.
Oh,
Mark,
you're like, oh. Yeah.
Oh, he's turned you. You took the mic off.
I have to go get my thing. It's not good for you, pal. Well, it kind of is, because at least you're in a place where you can go get this healed. You hear this crack, this thunderous explosion, and then you watch as Quill's jaw is like... The force breaks his jaw, like part of his beak.
Oh.
You currently have a broken jaw. You cannot communicate verbally, cannot eat or drink without help. You cannot cast spells that have a verbal component.
You need to... You've got the missing arm.
Oh, missing arm, yeah. I need to actually take my jaw off now.
Is it gone or is it just broken?
It's broken. It's not gone. I'm not going to blow his jaw off, but well, his jaw is broken.
It's a beak.
Yeah, it's a beak, but it breaks beak. Like the part of the beak, and it's like, he can't.
Oh, the bottom of his beak is so small. It's such a good shot.
But it's also, it goes into like, kind of like, through the body.
Dude.
And I'm downed.
It's pretty bad. But hey, that's how the cookie goes sometimes.
That's how the cookie goes.
That's how
the cookie goes,
yeah. That cookie goes.
But you'll be pleased with what happens next, Tom.
Yeah?
Smeek will leap to Ayla's aid!
Hey!
Go on, you storm out underneath her legs.
Make me proud, son.
He does have pack tactics, and he is next to an ally, so he has advantage. I think he has like.
Is he a small but mighty?
Not yet. He doesn't. I've not made him as a full character. I'm just using the goblin stats. We'll see if he sticks around, and then I might make him as a full NPC.
Give you boomer stats. Yeah.
No. He desperately tries flailing his little knife at the guy's legs, but he's just like, the friend like just kicks him away.
He has a halberd.
Oh, he does. He has a. That is even worse.
Yes.
But it does mean that he's behind Ayla.
Halbert.
Yeah, Halbert.
Halbert. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He's like, this thing is so unwieldy. He's like, I'm like stamming it in between Ayla's legs. But he just can't. He's useless with it. He's garbage.
He's trying his best.
He's trying his best.
I hope he dies.
No!
Is there a point in which I have so many injuries that I'm just immune
Nova.
To?
Nova.
Oh. Isn't it Lucius first?
Lucius.
I need that extra turn.
Birdie!
I'm going to run over and bonus action on the way, barrier ring for myself.
Okay, bonus action. You summon
used
this
it, Tom!
Thank you.
Shield, so you get plus 2 AC.
Yep, so I'm putting that in as a misc bonus on my D&D Beyond.
Just remember to take it off, unlike Quill.
I didn't have it equipped.
My action will be to feed him a potion of healing.
Oh. Sure.
2d4 plus 2 hit
potions,
points, please.
Bitch.
Potions, bitch.
Well, you guys were like, I want to buy trinkets. And I'm like,
into his broken
seven,
jaw.
Seven hit points.
Pry it open.
But yeah, like, it's painful. You kind of just, but you can see that this is badly injured. He's going to need to go to a proper healer, like a get proper healing.
Will this affect verbal spells?
Yes, you can't cast verbal spells. Like, you can't speak. You're like, it just won't move. You're like,
dude.
Sorry, how much are you getting?
Seven.
It's something.
That's more than I've got.
Is it really?
So action, taking the potion, bonus action, barrier ring, movement. I'm guessing you want to stay there or do you want to move?
Can I hinder my movement?
Because you've got like 5, 10. You've only moved like 10 feet.
Can I use, I guess.
You've got 20 feet left. You could drag him 10 feet.
Okay, can I drag him into the back room, kitchen?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So you can go 5.
By the jaw?
Yeah.
It's come off.
Yeah, Lucius, you're strong enough because you're actually not weak. Like, you pick him up and you're dragging him back.
Come on, it's gonna be okay.
Birdie, Quill, as you look up, can you make a perception check for me? You can definitely see this with your passive.
Oh, I'm awake.
You can't say shit. 21.
21. You just see this directly out of the window, and you only saw it because you saw what happened to Quill. Perched on the roof of another building, about 120 feet on, out of the room. It's so dark you wouldn't have seen it. But you see the glint of a rifle scope.
Oh,
you see a glint, and then like a shadowy figure, kind of like perched on the roof. Quill, see it. That's clearly, and you're being dragged away.
I feel like I look in the direction that my jaw just got blown off.
To shout.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, shouting's free action.
There's the shooter. Don't look out the window. And push Quill and me out of sight.
Shooter! He's got a shooter!
I wouldn't know what a sniper is or anything.
You know what a firearm is. You could say that there's
a firearm man outside!
Yeah, there's a gun. Man with gun!
Gunman.
Well, that scup is my plan.
You're telling me!
No, I was going to go out on the balcony, but...
There's two men there now.
No, I was going to... Because of the shooter, I was going to attack the men on the balcony, but because there's a shooter...
The angle, like, you can see the angle here is exactly how it's set up.
Yeah, it's blocked.
So he can shoot through this window.
Oh,
but the
okay,
balcony's actually sheltered by a part of the...
In which case...
You killed two men.
I will.
You know, the creatures tab is just the right of that.
I don't have a creature!
We need... Let's speed that.
Can I cast Hexblade Curse on...
So you're going to drop Gaseous Form?
Yes, I'll drop Gaseous Form. So useless in this situation.
You reform.
Can I...
bonus action, Hexblade Curse one of these guys?
Yeah, well, the one on the right. And then can I attack him?
We'll mark that as...
Right guy.
D.
Okay.
Right boy.
D boy.
Yep.
D boy.
And then... Oh, D boys. Can I attack him with Tiangong two-handed, but then also cast Green Frame Bread?
Green Frame Bread.
Yeah.
Bleem Brigade.
Okay.
Just make the attack roll.
Green Frame Braids.
Bleem Brigade.
19 plus 7 is 26.
Hey, Hexblade Curse.
Hexblade Curse, that's a crit!
Damn.
Oh!
Grant.
So I want to try something out with crits that a friend of mine's been playing in a private game, because we've had a couple of situations with crits with the base rules, where you crit for less damage than what you can do normally. So what my friend Steve and Oz, who you know from LARP, and you know from Oz, from LARP, what they do is you do maximum damage, and then you roll again. Because then that way you're getting the benefit of, you know, you're gonna do more than what you could have possibly done before.
Oh, sweet.
I see, okay.
Doesn't mean I'll do the same back to you guys.
Yeah.
But it means you get maximum damage on the first hit, and then you roll the damage again.
That's a...
I like that.
So what was the normal damage be?
Four?
So that would be 14.
14.
Now you roll a d10. So you don't get the +4, you just get the d10.
So 6.
So another 6, so 20.
20, and then if I'm doing green
flame blade, which means that the other guy takes...
So the other guy... So this guy takes 1d8, and the second target takes 1d8 plus 4.
Yeah, so he would take 8 plus 4, maximum of 8, so 12, roll a d8, because you crit on the second damage as well.
Four.
So you get another, so you go 8 plus 4, 12, 16 on that guy.
Can you crit on spells?
When you make any attack roll, so any attack that has an attack roll, you can crit on. So you can technically, like, with Lucius, he's critted on, like, Melf's Acid Arrows and stuff before. So it means that, like, Green Flame Blade is amazing if you get a crit. Because it's like, oh, I just dealt loads of damage to that guy. That guy is now taking loads of damage.
There's multiple dice rolls to be had.
Yes.
How much damage was that? I feel like...
That was a total of 34 points of damage across two targets. And that's why Hexblade Curse is great, because it increases your chance of critting as well. But it does mean you need to...
I am next to them. Yeah.
I like that rule.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like it soon.
I think it makes crits more fun for you guys. It does make them scarier when I do.
Yeah.
That kind of makes them
And you get a lot, so cool.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
So that's your whole turn over?
Yeah, that's it.
I knew that'd take a little bit of time, but I wanted to get that across.
No, it's a cool rule.
The bomb
has
gone off. The cutthroats.
Here we go. Someone heal me.
You hear them shout, like, deal with his friends quickly. We've got to find him. And then they will begin their attacks. Right, I got a lot of attacks to make. Nova.
Oh, yikes.
One each cutthroat is going to strike you three times, twice with their scimitar, and then they try and plunge their dagger in. The first attack is a 21.
Hits.
Second attack is an 8.
Miss.
The dagger is a 17.
Exact.
Okay, so you're going to take 6 points of damage from the first attack, and then 5 points, so 11 points total. So sliced and then stabbed. The second one is going to do the same thing. First one is a 15.
Miss.
Second one is a 11.
Miss.
Third one is a 23.
Hit.
Take another 5 points of damage. So you're parrying with Tiangong, who's kind of guiding your strikes, but there's so many attacks. These guys are so fast, you just can't parry them all, and occasionally one slips in, cuts you across the side, or cuts you across the arm. As you're bouncing around. Against Ayla, they're going to do the same thing. This isn't frustrating when I've got to roll so much for myself. First one is going to be a miss. Second one is going to be a hit. The dagger is going to be a hit. She's going to take half of 11, which is 5. Can you do this actually for me,
Tom?
Can you give her 5 damage? The second guy is going to hit with his first, miss the second, hit with a dagger for another 11, half to 5. So she takes another 5.
Okay, so 10 total.
10 total. So you can see Ayla just kind of fending them both off as their blades are cutting her arms, but she just doesn't seem to care. She just doesn't blink.
It's more rage for her.
More rage. Nanny nor fear. Kicks the table. In fact, actually, having heard Lucia shout, she will pick up the table and basically she starts lifting it and blocking the door.
Nice. Oh, wow. So
blocking the window. She's like holds it up.
So is it totally blocking the window?
It's blocking it, but you imagine that it probably could be fired through, but there's no line of sight now. So whoever's out there will have a harder time. That's going to be her action, and then she will use her movement. Oh. 10, 15, 20, 25. She's kind of going to come and help Nova.
I would have also had a plus 3 to damage rolls. Always forget that. Never mind.
Oh, well.
It's true.
Ah, well.
Remember it next time. Plus 3 to damage rolls.
So she will move. Yeah, her action would be to lift up this very heavy table and block the thing, but then she's just going to move. You see her, she doesn't pull out her crossbow, she pulls out like a short blade, like from a long sheath along her thigh. She pulls out this long knife and then comes up beside Nova, but doesn't have enough time to strike herself.
Oh my god.
Quill.
Oh my god.
You're up.
I've just read every one of my spells.
All verbal?
All verbal.
Even cantrips?
Even cantrips, everything is verbal. So I can't, I've got no spells. So
you know what you don't need verbal spells for? The Bandor.
Bandor,
you need to play that.
Bandori. In that case, I'll cast Speak with Animals. I will do...
Your Thunderstone pistol.
I'm going to be that person. Have you attuned to your Bangalore, Bandalore yet?
Bandori, did I do that last?
Because oh, no, I didn't. You got psychic damage when we fiddled with it.
So
in that case,
so's Tom.
It's cool.
Hey, that's pulling a Tom on Tom.
I've been Tommed.
You've been Tommed.
I've been thoroughly
Tommed. You've been Tommed.
I mean, I guess I'm going to drink a potion.
You need Lucius to help you. Like you need somebody to help you eat and drink. Like your jaw is like all fucked up. Like you can't drink it on your own. He needs to basically like shove it down your throat so you can drink. That was in the injury rules. You cannot eat or drink without assistance.
I'm shocked.
It was probably the single worst result a spellcaster could probably get.
Yeah,
it's one of the worst things.
I'm gonna hold my turn until I figure something out.
Okay, sure. So I'll put you at the end of the
initiative. Yeah, thank you.
Which is basically just sentry and then it's you again.
Crap!
Sentry.
Hold on more time.
Cool. I'm going to move on up to the guys.
Next to Nova.
And smack them with my axe with Thunderous Smite, please.
Okay, so you can only target one currently.
Okay, I'll do the one closest to me. So we'll give him a little smacky shmoo. Oh dear, that's not good. So that's 4 plus 7, that's 11.
It's not enough, doesn't hit. You can make a second attack.
Yeah, I'll give that another go. Oh, it's not much better, it's a 12.
This should be with your weapon, you should have a higher bonus, 8 plus...
I've got a 7,
so
I think.
8 plus 7 is 15.
Oh wait, no. Plus oh yeah, 15, yeah.
15, yeah,
oh,
that is a hit. That's why I was like,
oh yeah, I can't.
Just going to double check that math, because I'm pretty sure that hits.
Cool, so I'll do that one, and then it's d8 plus 4 plus 2d6. That's a 6, 7, 8, 9,
10. 10.
And then 2 more d6. That's another 6.
It's another 6. So, and the Thunderous Smite, I have to make a saving throw or he's pushed?
He's pushed back 10 feet, yeah.
What's the saving throw, DC?
13, I think.
And it's a strength save?
Yeah.
You watch as this guy... The axe connects with him. And this thunderous energy launches him. I rolled a 4 plus 2.
Nice. Oh my god.
He goes sailing. He's going to fall 40 feet.
That's a lot of damage.
That is quite a lot of damage, actually.
How many?
13 more points of damage.
How many dice is that? Nice.
So you hear him like, and then hit the ground, but you don't know if he's dead or not.
Cool. Sweet.
He's not happy.
He's definitely not happy.
Well, no.
It's me again.
You can just cry.
Just say it.
So, oddly enough, Bardic Inspiration isn't verbal.
Yeah.
So no. I'm going to put my one hand on Lucius and just sort of like give him a sort of look.
A winged thumbs up.
Kind of like a thumbs up, but also like a comforting sort of like
Well, it could also just be like you look at him desperately hopeful, like, yes. Please help me.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so
he just feels inspired to do something amazing. How many hit points are you on?
I am on 3.
I mean, it's something. You've got an extra d6 to your...
Thanks, bro.
Whatever, your attack roll, ability check, or saving throw.
Sure,
thanks.
That sounds good. Bro. So we jump up to the top. Ayla, go. Ayla, sensing, hearing like this commotion with Quill, I'm going to reckless with her. She's going to smack the first one.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a hit. Second one, that's a natural 20. And that's why you rounds. So let's do the first one. So it's a d10 plus 7.
What?
So she does 17 damage with that crit. Minimum.
Ooh,
I like these rules. I like them a lot, actually.
You won't when the bad boss gets it.
I don't care. I do care. I'll care when I die. 14 again.
Damage on the first hit. The second one is 10 plus 7, 17. And now I roll again. That was only a 3, but that means it's 20 damage total.
Nice.
Plus 7?
No, that's you don't get plus 7 again. It's maximum damage with your modifier, then you roll the dice again.
Okay.
That's what I did with Kim.
That makes sense.
So imagine like you do your maximum dice roll,
and then
roll
a dice,
the dice roll again, and then you add the modifier on at the end.
I see.
It plays out. But you can see it, like she just brings the hammer down, like, and the guy that hadn't been injured up until this point gets a lightning-infused hammer into his chest.
Yeah.
And, like, and then I'm going to make a saving throw. That's a 5. He takes another 1 lightning damage.
Cool. It's something.
He can't do anything now. The sniper outside, his vision is blocked. So he will...
Hope.
Vanish into the night.
Brilliant.
It's his go. It's our boy. It's that little goblin boy with his halberd.
Go on, boy.
Yeah! That is a
backwards. It's
8
teams.
To hit on the... he only gets 1 attack. So he's just like... it's stuck in the roof and he's like trying to pull it down. He's like...
God. Great. So what were you... What's the link you're trying to make
here? That's Keemstar.
Right, okay, cool.
No, let's not have that.
Let's get Roy.
Can you tell Trot that Smeek is not Keem's backward and not Keemstar?
I mean, it is.
It's Lucius 10.
Yes.
Also, Basfarak. Someone commented saying that every goblin
spell
is Basfarak.
Demon stuff.
That's Mark's spell catchphrase.
Basfarak.
Lucius, it's your turn.
If I look out the window, can I see the other guy from the balcony?
Yes.
Can I see the edge of the balcony at this window?
Yes.
On the left hand side.
Yes.
I'm gonna try to light.
You would need to like move to like here, but then you can. He's gonna get cover though.
No, he fucking isn't.
Yeah, he is.
Nice try.
Lightning.
Lightning lure, please.
You're gonna lightning lure him. What's the range?
2,000 feet.
15.
Whoa.
15.
I was gonna say.
So to hit him, you will need to stand on the window.
I'll do it.
Could he not stand over me?
No.
Just
if he stands
away.
There.
Why didn't I stand up on my
turn? Still, like.
Wait,
so you're like leaning out the window.
Can I cast it and then just jump back in?
Sure, yeah.
Wait,
you
it's actually just a strength saving throw.
It's a strength saving throw.
Don't forget you got your barb.
I do, but
that was cocked.
It's not for anything, is it? Is it for damage as well, or just?
What for the bardic inspiration? No, it's just a hit. Unfortunately, that is a 17 on the strength saving throw.
Yeah,
I don't think lightning lures ever succeeded.
Strength. A lot of monsters tend to have good strength. That's the problem.
Mm.
It's great. It's great against like enemy mages where you're like, hey, get over here. So, do you want to hop back in?
Yes, I'll hop back in.
Yep.
And then...
So, it's your action. You've moved 5 feet, let's say.
I don't have any bonuses, so I'm just going to thumbs up back to Bernie.
Going great.
Great.
You just stay
you
there.
You just stay right there. Cool. Over.
I nod, and I guess my jaw is flapping, so I'm just...
tongue all over the face.
I'd like to cast my perfect touch.
Like a pest dispenser.
Okay.
So
a giant candy falls out of my mouth.
Thank you, buddy.
A pear spell attack.
Melee spell attack.
Yeah. Strawberry.
10.
Not enough. So you go to like reach out with your hand, but he's gonna like leap back or like kind of dodge.
Yeah,
to
leap
the side.
Off the balcony. Go
he,
on.
Like, dodges to the side as you're like you stumble forward with your hand trying to grip him with necrotic energy, but it does not reach, and in return he will attempt to strike you three times.
Three times, goddamn.
First one, 18.
Hits.
Second one, 10.
Miss.
Dagger, 12.
Miss.
So you take 6 more slashing damage as this whirl of blades strikes you across the face.
I miss Hellish Rebuke. Ah,
yeah. Hellish Rebuke's a good spell. Ayla facing down more of these things, unable to reach Smeek because of his new halberd.
Halberd.
First one is a miss. Second attack is a natural 20 against Ayla.
Natural 20 against Ayla.
So that's going to be 12 from the crit, so she takes 6 from that, and then she's going to take another 5, so she takes
11.
But the 5
get
is hard.
Get back without.
So take 8. And that's from one guy. The second guy is a miss. That is a hit. And then the dagger is a hit.
Put
so she
Albert
takes another
down.
11 for another 5.
5.
Yeah. Okay. Barbarian Rage means she's halving all of these attacks.
Yeah. What are you laughing at? Sorry. We totally
Albert.
Missed all that.
Albert.
Oh, Albert. Okay.
That's
Albert.
What he. That's what Smeek calls it. That's what he thinks it's called.
Right.
He misheard Sentry, who's like, you want the halberd? And he's like, and now he thinks the weapon is called halberd. So he's probably like going,
Batarak.
I'm pitching a completely still butler called Albert being swung around. Put Albert down.
That's an interesting visual.
Albert.
Norfir will now try and plunge her short sword into this remaining fellow.
Oh. It's like that video of the kid. The
first
knife.
Attack is unfortunately a miss.
What have you got?
Second attack.
Albert! No!
Second attack from Norfir is a hit as this creature's turning to strike you, Nova, and is like flurrying you with these blades. She goes for a side, she misses with the first one, just kind of just catching his tunic, but then she kind of turns the blade over, flips it up in the air, grabs it, and then plunges it into his back.
Oh,
46
nice.
Sneak attack damage. 7, 8, 9, 11 for 17 points.
Dude. Nice.
Norfir's got moves.
Yeah.
She's got Norfir.
Oh,
I get it.
And you can see he's lingering on the edge of you know, death, basically.
Oh, nice.
He's just kind of stumbling.
Basically, death.
Yeah.
Oh, death.
Which one?
The one on the balcony. Right,
the last guy on the balcony.
You can see he's like, like stumbling away.
I need him to die so I can heal.
Quill.
I mean, I'm going to actually get up.
Okay.
Time. And I suppose.
As opposed to being on the floor.
Yeah, and I guess. Why not? I'll lean out the window and shoot at him.
Just with the Thunderstone pistol.
Oh, yes.
Why not? Oh man, I only have +2 to hit with this thing. 14?
With the +2?
No, just 14. I guess he's got cover, hasn't he?
I mean, his AC is 15, so you miss him.
Yeah.
You kind of lean out.
All right, Novi, you take some damage because I shoot your jaw off.
Oh, thanks, mate. Jaw buddies.
Sentry. This guy, like, still fighting Nova. The one you kicked off, you don't know what's happened to him, but the one fighting Nova is looking near death.
Okay. I think I'm going to now move to Ayla and give her some help.
Okay. You're like, you're fine, Nova. You've got this.
You got this.
Oh, I'm a bit bleeding, but fine.
You can basically get next to Smeek. Yeah. But Ayla, Ayla is just in front of you.
Cool. Nice. Chicken noises.
So,
for some reason.
So basically, you can't quite reach them to make an attack.
Okay.
Two big girls just squeezing through a door. Excuse me!
Excusez-moi.
And a halberd in between.
Well, you could
two.
Dash and get behind them, but they get attacks opportunity against you and stuff. Which you might want, but then you're still within 5 feet of Ayla, so you can help with protection.
Yeah. I'm going to cast Heroism on Ayla.
Okay. What's Heroism do?
Heroism, a willing creature you touch is imbued with bravery, so she gets 2 temporary hit points, or temporary hit points, equal to a spell casting ability modifier at the start of each of its turns.
Yeah.
When the spell ends, target loses any remaining temporary hit points from the spell.
Yep. And your charisma is like +2, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's 2.
He'll give her 2 lively hit points.
2 temporary hit points, but it's each turn. So at the start of her turn, she gets 2 temporary hit points. They don't stack, though. So she's basically got like a shield of 2 hit points.
I legit had no idea that's what the spell did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like heroism.
I've had it this entire time.
I think heroism's a good spell.
Pass at high level as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and give it. I have it at level 2, so
we go back up to Ayla. Reckless. Yeah. It's definitely a hit on the first one, not a crit. Second one is. Ooh, what's that? A 9. What's her attack modifier?
Plus 8.
That's still a hit. Regular hits though with this one. First one is 17 points of damage.
Yes, please.
Second one, she's just trying to kill. Yeah, second one, she kills him.
17 hit.
Nice.
I rolled a 10, plus 7.
Plus 5.
Plus 2 for rage.
Carry on.
Rage damage. So
I won't interfere.
The one that she hit last time, she kind of ignores one who's like striking at her and just focuses on this one enemy, just raises the hammer up and just brings it down on his head. You hear like the shoulders and the neck snap as his head sort of like sinks into his chest cavity.
Hot fuzz.
And just falls over dead.
Hot fuzz. Nice.
And then she will make the other one make a dex saving throw, which he passes for half of 1, which is 1. Lightning damage. After Ayla, we go to... He's busy outside. Smeek!
Go, boy.
Please do something.
Hit this man!
Do it. Kill him.
That is a... 14. It's a miss.
Oh.
He's just swinging this halberd around. He has no idea how he uses the halberd.
He's a great distraction.
He's a great distraction.
Yeah, he is.
He's more agile than he is strong.
Why can't they shoot his jaw off?
Because he wasn't in line of sight.
God damn it.
I thought the fireball might kill him, but you moved Ayla around the corner and he followed.
If
Ayla had stayed in the room, that fireball would have annihilated Sneak. He'd be dead.
Nope.
Dead.
None of my watch.
You are your worst enemy, Tom.
It would have massive damaged him. You wouldn't have even been able to save him. He would have been dead. We go to Lucius.
He's alive because of me.
Wait here, buddy.
He's alive because of you.
Okay. I mean...
Gurgle.
I say that you can kind of like gurgle about enough to communicate with the team. You can't cast spells or speak with other people, but you can kind of gurgle.
Oh, we don't have the telekinetic.
We don't have them attuned.
No, we don't have them yet.
We don't have
not
them
ready. I keep telling you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Chromatic Orb because it's 4 inches.
Sure.
And
your allies don't give cover to enemies.
Three.
You can roll a Bardic Inspiration.
5, so that's
8.
8 plus my spellcasting mod, which I've lost, plus 7,
which is
15,
which is a hit.
Yay!
Don't count yourself out. You can turn that 3 into a hit.
Oh man.
And now it's
that's why you want to have a level 1 bard on the team.
4d8.
And it's only level 1. It's crazy. No wait. I can't be right. No. It's showing me the highest level it can do.
What are you casting at? Level 1?
Yeah.
It's 3d8, I believe.
Yeah, 4d8 is great. Then again,
15 points 15? Of fire damage.
Guiding Bolt's pretty great.
Fire damage.
Yeah.
So you're not doing another type of damage.
Oh, wait, yeah, acid.
So, would you like to do Dichromancy damage?
Lapse. Judgment. Yes, yeah. It would, please.
Okay, so what the level of the spell plus your Charisma mod?
It's level 1, so it's plus 3.
So 4 points.
4.
Because your charisma's gone down, because you don't have the flower crown anymore. So you watch as this ball of acid shoots out, kind of scorches the man's armor, and then Lucius kind of flicks out another kind of burst of orange energy.
Nice.
However, the still standing.
Okay, yeah, fine, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not changing it now.
Yeah. After Lucius goes, man, this guy doesn't really have an escape. He's gonna
risk.
Are
you looking at balcony, bro?
Yeah.
It's my go.
Yes, it is your go. You're 16, he's 15.
Yeah.
It's your go.
I'm gonna Eldritch Blast him.
Hey. Eldritch Blast? That's disadvantage, because you're right next to him.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
I'll just regular hit him then with Tiangong.
Okay. Just a straight up stab.
Yeah.
I've been doing good with it so far.
It's a 9.
9. It's a miss.
But one notch towards the have fun coin.
I know, it's 2 because I failed the last one as well. I failed my last attack, so.
Bam, 2 notches.
One more failure for the fun coin.
So he.
After a great start.
Yeah, it was a hell of a start.
He's going to risk...
Go on, risk going past me. I dare you.
Double dare you, motherfucker.
I look like just a sweet little girl who doesn't know how to use her sword. Go on, walk past me.
I mean, he's going to have to move away from you and Norfear.
I'm quite bleedy. Go
Are
on.
Are you quite bleedy?
29 out of 61. Something like half bleedy.
Half bleedy. Ever been half bleedy before?
Not going to surrender.
Oh, do surrender. Go
He's
on.
Going to... So you and Norfear will get an attack opportunity.
Yes.
He is going to basically try and, like, swing down and get into the, like, balcony below.
Oh, cool.
So, but you get an attack opportunity, so does Norfear.
Does he fall off? Will Holm scream?
No. What'd you get?
22.
So you and Norfear both hit him. Norfear sneak attacks him.
Oh, okay.
And I rolled a 20.
Oh, oh, Norfear.
So she does 6. She does 46 sneak attack damage. So that's 12, 24 max. Mm. Then I would roll it again. Let's just see.
4d6. What level is she?
High. She used to be a killer assassin. Cool. She does another 16, so that's 40 damage. Plus a base 6. You do another 9. The two of you, like, you stick him as he's, like, going to run. You, like, catch him in the leg, which causes him to stumble. Norfear grabs the back of his neck, plunges the short sword into, like, the side of his neck, and then strikes it forward.
Yes.
And then she just boots the body off of the balcony, basically.
Oh,
that is not
that.
A silent killer.
She just looks over, she's like, don't worry, it will still be down there.
Fantastic. I get 10 hit points back. Yay!
But, yeah. Oh, town. You got there first, because you effectively killed him, and then she just basically was like,
fuck you!
I just wanted to see how much damage she could deal with that crit roll.
That's
I think he's dead.
I love this nanny. Your nanny is so cool.
She is cool.
She fed me milk at night.
And read stories.
Sensing right that back. The battle is turning.
Stab someone.
This one will also try and run.
Like some soup.
Ayla That's and soup. Smeek will both get attacks for opportunity.
Come on, boys.
Let's do Smeek first.
Please do.
Pack tactics.
Oh my god.
He hits!
Yes!
That boy!
He's learning.
1d10 plus 1 damage.
Mm-hmm.
10 points of damage.
Oh my god. Done well you this fight, Will.
Man.
And then Ayla.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm so proud.
I like to think that hit was an accident while he was looking at
the other way. Yeah, he was like, whoop.
Ayla just does a normal hit for another 11 points.
Aw, what a good
but
boy.
But he basically goes 5, 10, 15, 20.
He's still running.
25, 30. Yeah, he's basically like half down the steps and then he'll dash for another 30. So he's now 5, 10, 15, 20. He's about 55 feet away at this point. After his go, we go to Nanny Norfear, but she is over with Nova. She's basically going to come in and start checking on Lucius. So we go to Sentry. Quill, actually, sorry.
Could I look out the door? I suppose I'll see the table, but is there any
out.
Is there any actual structural damage from the explosion?
As in, like, the apartment's made from stone, so the fireball doesn't do enough to, like, rupture the floor or anything like that.
Right, but it's not
there's
like
definitely
this.
A fire has broken out in that room.
Okay, but it's not like the building is now, like, ready
fall.
To collapse or something.
It's not
like
going to collapse, no, but, I mean, this apartment is, the fire is, I have not bothered about it because it was mainly, like, the table and the desk and stuff. But it's all burning away and it's setting, like, her curtains and her rugs on fire and the room is burning slowly.
Mm. And through the window, can I... I'm just using all my perception at this point. Can I hear, like...
You see, you look down, and you can see that the one that Sentry knocked over, nursing a broken leg, is basically, like, dragging the dead body away, trying to go down the street, basically.
Okay. And can I... I'm just going to use all my perception. That's all I can do. Can I hear, like, any guard or siren or...
You definitely hear whistles, yeah. Okay. The explosion would have drawn attention, but they obviously would have taken time to get here. Okay.
That's my turn. I'm just going to use every possible action to
every
see in here.
I want
cool.
to smell.
I'm going to...
Do you want to chase after the guy?
Yeah, why not?
You could go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
I can dash.
And then he's basically... Bit. You see him on the other side of the stairwell, and he's just got to the edge of the stairs as you round the corner. He's about 30 feet away from you. So you could either dash after him, or if you've got a range, you could try and range him.
I don't think I've got anything ranged, really, apart from unless I throw something, but I think I'm just going to dash and catch up to him.
Okay.
gives you an attack of opportunity.
I will tell you, you do have the Flame Lance, don't forget.
I do have the Flame Lance.
Oh my god.
I want a Flame Lance.
So you stomp down the stairs and then just
I don't normally like telling you what to do, but I genuinely forgot. The thing is, I was like, I'm sure she would do this if she remembered.
I would, yeah. Yes.
I mean, fourth floor's
so
on
I believe
fire.
It's a dex save on my part.
That is, yeah.
Set the bomb dex floor on fire.
Sure. I did pass, like, I rolled a natural 20, so it's half damage.
Half damage, I've got to do 3d10. Yep. Bah, 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 bah. Where's my other d10 gone? No, I'll do, thank you. Is that right?
Yep.
Yes, cool. I thought that's really bad. Two ones and
so
an eight.
Ten, so ten's five.
What? And then I take the damage.
So he like throws himself to the side. You scorch his shoulder as the flame just hits the side of the stone wall like. But he's already kind of like lurching down the stairs with this burnt arm basically, and he's like.
It's not a concentration thing, is it, the Flame Lance?
No.
Okay, because for some reason...
It's like a one-off, it's like a scorching ray.
A single... I didn't know if it was like a...
Warning shot.
Like, just keep it going for ages.
Well, I mean, at the end of the turn, Ayla will literally chase after him, yeah. And she's faster than both you and him. So she can basically go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. She can get 25. She can get 20 more feet around the corner, and then she's still got her
slides,
magic hammer.
She slides under the Flame Lance.
He like slides like between his legs under him.
No, she
lifts
holds
it up.
Yeah. She gets like he's now like running down the stairs, and she's at the top, and she just pulls the hammer out and then throws it like Thor, and it turns into a bolt of lightning as it begins sailing down. As an action, you can hurl the Howling Tempest as if it had the thrown property with a normal range of 20 foot. When you do so, it transforms into a maelstrom of lightning that forms a line 5 feet wide and extends out from you to your target. Each creature in the line, excluding you, must make a DC 13 dex saving throw.
Oh, it goes like through
things. It transforms back into a hammer when it reaches the target, makes a range. Yeah, it goes through things as a bolt of lightning and then turns back into a hammer and then hits the target.
It's a 5th edition weapon.
This is basically a javelin of lightning but turned into her hammer, basically.
That's sweet.
It's melded the javelin of lightning's power to her hammer.
Cool.
So she makes a ranged weapon attack with a thrown weapon, so plus 7.
I
roll 1. Well, you can't reckless a thrown attack, can you?
Also, I have to declare it before I roll.
Yeah.
Mm. Roll the natural 1.
She's got non-multi attack, so she gets the second Howling Tempest out.
She can't, because once she's used that ability, that's it for the day. Yeah. But it does return to her hand, and then she's just like, ah! She could just throw it normally, but then it runs the risk of her. She just yells. She's just like, ah!
Oh, well.
But I think at this point, yeah, he's going to...
Shit himself.
On the next turn, because nobody else can really... Well, Smeek could try.
Can I...
What do you want to
can
try?
I say...
Still initiative.
Smeek has go first, right?
Yeah, well, he's before you in the initiative. He's 21, you're 20. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. He gets to sentry. He's still on the other side, technically.
I guess he's just seen Ayla throw the thing.
He'll throw the halberd.
Yes.
This is an improvised weapon, so he has disadvantage.
He has disadvantage anyway, it's a halberd.
No, he just has a very low modifier.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Gone, boy.
No. It's a 6+1.
Aww.
It just thuds next to Ayla. He's like, so Lucius is next in the initiative.
Yay!
I'm gonna hobble over to the stairwell.
Yep.
5, 10, 15, and shout down the stairwell. Stairwell? Stairwell.
Yeah.
Stairwell.
We should subdue him for information.
Okay. So you shout that down. Would you like to dash? That's just your move and.
I might just walk back to Nanny North for a hug.
Yeah. A hug. Nova.
What would you say the range is on a cursed spectre?
A what?
Does it not say?
It doesn't say. It just
says... It doesn't say a creature...
You can curse the soul of the person you slay.
It should say in a more detailed description, I think.
I'm looking at it and it...
Oh, really?
It doesn't,
over
it doesn't have a range on it.
Pass it over here. Let's have a look.
Cursed
Let's have a look
spectre.
At Albert.
Albert.
Hexblade Warlock, y'all. I'm like dark.
You're gonna bring back the soul of the person that is currently being dragged away.
That's kind of my thinking.
That's cool.
Oh, imagine but, dragging away, like...
Yeah, your best mate.
You can cast the soul of a person you slay, temporary binding service. When you slay a humanoid, you can cause its spirit to rise from its corpse as a spectre, the statistics for which are in the monster manual. When the spectre appears... I mean, it doesn't say a range, does it?
No.
I think it's when you kill them, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not
yes,
anything.
Yes, it does it's seem like, to be, like, a reactionary thing.
Because it doesn't say, like, action, reaction... Whatever.
So. No, but from now on, let's basically make it so as you can use your reaction that when you kill something, you can then be like, arise.
Okay. Oh, and then so use it for I'm that. Past that then.
With Nova, it's not really an
No, we've decided.
We've decided it's like, yeah. a, like a hologram. It's like oh, a yeah. illusory copy of it.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I can't do that.
Because like it, sweet little Nova with good old Tiangong is like, dead me, undead.
Arise, my undead. I'm-
Yeah. What's like the awesome. Visuals of like Hexblade Curse then?
I like to imagine, like for me, I've always pictured it as like a holographic targeting thing. Like it's Tiangong feeding you information of like
Terminator style.
Or like Iron Man. Like, yeah. like projecting like how you should swing the blade and stuff like that. Oh, it's awesome. Like aiding you in
combat. And because it gives me little facts, I get +3 damage roll.
And then you feel good about it afterward and that's all healing.
I think that is like as the creature dies, Tiangong can siphon off some of its like life energy and it reinvigorates.
Oh, I see. Okay. Sure.
That's really cool.
So I can't reach that guy then.
No.
So I'm just going to go for some Eldritch Blastus.
Is he with against who, sorry?
The guy, so in the...
So you're going to move up to the edge of the balcony?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then can I look down and see broken leg man dragging away dead man?
You can. How I'm many just working something out myself.
Whether or not that guy shoots me in the face?
Yes.
Oh, Christ.
Yes. Carry on. What'd you do?
Are they within 120 feet?
Yeah.
So they're like 40 feet down and then 15 feet away.
Relocated in that time.
That's why I was figuring out how many rounds he would have had to move.
He does have
an ability to jump across like distances and stuff.
What a man.
Flash. What a man. What a really bad man.
Mother of God!
Bad.
A 7 and a 4.
Sounds like a have fun
to
coin.
Work harder.
That is, however...
Roll better.
Hey!
The no fun coin. So you may
not no fun
in.
Coin.
Wait, inspiration.
Your inspiration coin.
Yeah.
So you get inspiration on your next roll.
Can I move back as well?
What's your passive perception?
Not bad. Not good. Bad. Perception, 9.
Yeah.
Can
so
I move?
So you just want to move back?
Yeah, can I move back, please? I'm just aware that this...
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, so I think that being hounded and the fact that Ayla is faster than him, Ayla will catch up to this guy and just fucking knock him out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to roll it because she's got 45 speed of movement. He doesn't, which means that even if he dashes, she can just outrun him and just tackle
him. Keep doing it. Just keep thudding him into the head until he falls over.
Yeah, basically. I mean, he's on 5 hit points, so all she has to do is get close enough for one whack and then he's done.
Yeah, perfect.
So as Ayla basically like cracks him on the back of the head, having heard Lucius's try and take him alive, she knocks him out and then like looks back up. Smeek retrieves the halbert and the three of them basically make their way back upstairs along with Sentry.
Can I just be like, this guy's getting away?
Yeah, you call that out, but I think at this point North is just like, we can't stop them all, Nova, but sounds like we've got at least one of them.
Oh,
there might
boy.
Be that shooter guy around as well.
Yes, I'd recommend we stay away from the windows as best we can. We should probably move into the kitchen area or my bedroom. Yeah. And with that, we're going to take a break.
Perfect. Yay. Oh, man.
See you in 5 minutes. What an exciting
nightmare.
That took a turn.
That took a turn. And I can't wait to see the Pez Quill fan art in the next fan art video.
See you in a few minutes.
See you in a bit.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out both D&D Beyond and NordVPN with the links in the episode description. You can also support the podcast on our Patreon page, patreon.com/highrollers, giving you early access to Thursday's podcast episodes on Monday. We'll see you on Thursday for part 2 of this episode when the team try to figure out what just happened and why. We'll see you then.